SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Florida man being held for making online threats against President Trump. George Williams has more.
The FBI received a tip about posts on Facebook that led to the Friday night arrest of 46-year-old Shannon Atkins. He's charged with one count of written or electronic threats to kill, do bodily injury, or conduct a mass shooting or act of terrorism. Atkins was arrested during a traffic stop and was found to have possession of cocaine, also leading to a drug charge. He's being held without bond and lives near Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. West Palm Beach police say the Secret Service will determine whether federal charges will be filed. George Williams reporting.
Russia today claiming its soldiers had captured a strategically important town in eastern Ukraine, part of a grinding campaign to weaken Kyiv's grip on the country's industrial heartland. If the Russian Defense Ministry statement is confirmed, it will make Velika Novosilka the first significant settlement to capitulate in 2025 under Moscow's onslaught. Also, at SRNnews.com, President Trump announcing immediate tariffs and other restrictions against Colombia.
Angered by the Colombian government's refusal to accept military flights carrying detained migrants from the U.S., the president retaliated. He said he's slapping a 25% tariff on all goods imported from Colombia, a tariff that will double to 50% after 1 week. The president also announced a travel ban and visa restrictions for Colombian government officials, their allies, and supporters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Trump administration officials in Chicago today to witness the start of immigration enforcement in the nation's third largest city. Border Czar Tom Homan and Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove in the Windy City. This is SRN News. India has been creeping up in the World Watch list.
Every year, Open Doors US puts out a ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian, and every year India comes in higher and higher. In 2025, the giant nation just missed the top 10 worst, placing 11th on the list. This is significant because India is a key ally of the United States, which sees India as a critical counterbalance to China. But that makes it harder for Washington to take New Delhi to task for persecuting Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York roller derby league losing its bid to temporarily block a local ban on males playing against females in sports. Nassau County judge has denied a request by the Long Island Roller Rebels to prevent the government from enforcing its ban while the suit is considered by the court. County banned men from competing on women's sports teams. This is SRN News. It was a rather chilly opening day for two giant pandas from China at the National Zoo in Washington.
Two giant pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, made their debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
It is a great delight to come to the District of Panda.
Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng.
And witness the debut of Bao Li and Qing Bao together with all of you.
One Arlington, Virginia resident, Tanya Griffin, took the day off work to see the pandas.
It's very exciting. My inner child is coming out.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Supreme Court has agreed to take on a new dispute whether the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school should be allowed to open in Oklahoma. Justices say they will review an Oklahoma Supreme Court decision that invalidated a state board approval of the application. More details at SRNnews.com.